Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Face.
All right. But it should be though, right? That's a good one.
The juice is loose.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's I like it. Good. Didn't they say that about OJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You hella said that shit. Dope.
You guys ready?
These mics are weird. Not the mic.
You're weird.
It's the arms.
Well, we gotta do what we gotta do for right now, dude.
Table arms.
Do what I don't know what's when it's gonna change in the foreseeable future, but this is what we gotta do.
Do what you got to do.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gozer Podcast 326. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy just an island boy.
Chica chica island boy.
Smelly ding dong. Smelly ding dong.
Just a couple of island boys.
With my best done.
Buenos tardes, Matty Dingley, this is Ray!
Wow, he almost heard his voice on this one.
Oh, he's just trying to piss
off. I saw that your kids were over there last
second. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you got spooked. You got spooked.
Sorry, I made it worse.
In a little.
I'm like, oh, I better not act weird in front of them.
I better knock that. That's like Matt's favorite band right now.
How is Ronnie about this situation?
Oh, dude, she's been dealing with it for what, almost 10 years now.
Oh yeah,
no, and nine. I think it's just been getting more stupid as the years go
easier
on.
Easier and easier.
Well, I wonder why it got stupider once I came on.
Yeah, I mean,
and what's ironic?
There's no one denying.
What's
that
ironic
at all.
About it is that we've been drinking less and less on the show, like as a collective.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me. No, what I mean is like you stop drinking and then you start realizing how really stupid you are.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yes. We just thought we were genius before, and now it's just like no.
I'm just double genius now.
Yeah, for sure. Wait. Oh, for sure.
You're drinking less.
No.
You do not know your own cringe.
I'm drinking more, so I'm double genius.
Oh, that's right.
Right
for you, yeah.
For me,
for us, no.
For you, for I me. Mean, for me, yeah. You're just doubling up your highness.
Yeah. But, you know, that has varying effects.
That's a terrible movie, dude. Have you seen Your Highness?
It's horrible. Your Highness is dope.
Of course you like Your Highness.
Give us kisses.
You like these movies, like Snakes on a Plane, fucking boring.
Never Triangle Face.
Your Highness, fucking boring. You know what? Wait a minute.
My little cousin does fucking Triangle Face.
Never Triangle Face.
That's the first time I saw him go, never Triangle Face. I go, that's Diego. What the fuck?
I'm looking up Your Highness.
Right now. Oh, I love it, dude. There's that weird little pervy caterpillar thing.
It should have been good.
He like rubs his head, right? Like,
dude, he's got like a fucking brain that's like a dick or something. And
what was that one that was Jack Black was in where it was like
that was Michael, like year one?
Yeah, Michael Cera. Like that was not good either.
Never Triangle Face.
And I even put on there, I was watching Your Highness and it reminded me of him.
That's definitely Triangle Face.
Yeah. That's good shit. Thanks for reminding me of that.
You're welcome. He did.
You're welcome. Yeah. I did. So how you been?
Good.
We got to record quick because you got to go.
Yeah.
You're like Cinderella tonight.
I got work in 2 hours. That's tight. Not.
Do you still insist on going home before this or do you go straight
I got to take the dog potty and I got to get my lunch and all that shit. Plus, like, I don't have my work shirt on, so...
I feel like you should plan this a little bit better. Do your dog stuff before you get over here. That way you can go right
to
work.
I still need to drop her off. Plus, I don't take my car. I take my scooter.
Scoot.
I can park it right in front.
All
right. Don't have to park like a mile away.
Okay. So
do think about that. Yeah, it's been cool, man. It's been, what, like a week and a half since we recorded? I went up to Santa Barbara. I finished that Big Wave Dave movie.
Is it done?
It's done. I wrapped on Wednesday. They wrapped the movie on Saturday. Now it's in the editor's hands.
You don't sound too confident about that.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I feel like somehow my scenes got cut. I don't know. Like, a bunch of them, I mean. But maybe I'm wrong.
Imagine that.
I was supposed to be the antagonist of the movie. Otherwise, without me, there's, like, no...
point?
Yeah, kind of. So, but yeah. So that's
why?
Cool.
Why do you feel like they're cutting you?
No, it just felt like I didn't do very many scenes. That's what I mean. Like, it felt like I didn't do very many. But I was also up
was that a mean question to ask?
Weeks. No, it just depends on how you take it.
I'm making it mean. Like
that's how he. That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's why the texts always devolve into like screaming matches.
Well, no, because other than you not filming a bunch of scenes, like you had a script,
well,
right?
Yeah. Well, no, dude, the script changed every day.
What are you trying to insinuate by all asking?
I'm trying to
What he's saying is he doesn't know how film sets work. Which
exactly.
Is, yeah.
You're trying to say that maybe there was some ulterior motive for them giving him less scenes? Like
ulterior?
That's fucked. Yeah. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up that you would go there.
You know
there.
What? That's egregious.
That is egregious. How could you do such things?
Wait a minute. I didn't know Big Wave Dave was the antagonist.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only.
I mean, a character named Big Wave Dave wouldn't be the bad guy.
I thought he's literally like the dude who's like, "Oh, I'll help you, bro."
I am, but I'm also like the cult leader, so I bring people in with the, "Oh, I'll help you, bro." But then, like,
that is you.
I'm like,
that's you.
Give me your money. Patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast.
There it is. We don't have to do that later. Cool.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and then I went up and I spoke with the director about another movie on Saturday, and. I haven't signed any paperwork, but I think I got it. And that would be my first like lead role. So
okay.
That's dope.
So you're still hitting this thing hard then?
Dude, I haven't done shit for months.
Okay, like, never mind
then. No, because I didn't even bother. You know, it was like with like the moving and all that shit. Like it just didn't, I wasn't in the headspace to do it. Like I didn't want to put in the time and effort.
Oh.
And, oh, and no, now I was just like, I'm bored again. So I'm just going to throw out some applications and I guess there's not a bunch of long-haired, mustachioed white men.
That's not even a little true. There's plenty of you.
Apparently, I'm a hot commodity, so that's dope.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, apparently there's not a people that have...
Apparently!
Apparently, there's not a lot of people that have a look similar to mine.
That's...
Well, I guess maybe that... Are applying for acting roles.
Maybe ones that aren't as fine as you are.
Thank you. That's, you know, that's what wanted to say without, like, you know, wanting to sound like I was tooting my own horn.
Got
Maybe
it.
Maybe there aren't dudes that look as good as you with dicks as big as yours.
That too.
Hmm.
That too.
He is single, everyone. That too. Particularly women, right? You're still...
Yeah, you know.
Preference?
Yeah.
All right.
Just particularly...
One. See, I'm trying to help. See, I'm helping out,
it's
man.
It's fluid. It's
unlike you, you're all asking him, why aren't you getting more scenes?
I was just.
He was just, and he's pissed. Just.
He's looking at me now. I don't like...
I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's been my week, pretty much. Working that stuff.
Nice.
Lifting.
What about you, little dude?
I forgot to mention.
Not lifting. Not taking gym selfies.
I did lift, but not take gym selfies. And I started this morning regimen, by the way, of like core stuff and stretches because I need to do it. And it feels good.
See your abs.
Oh, they're not quite there yet.
They're there.
Oh, they're underneath.
They're just hidden.
See your fucking abs.
What about yours? How are yours?
I have two up top, dude. They're crazy. I don't know how to flex them, but like they're... There's
you don't
like,
know how to flex.
It's hard. It's getting there. This is all like most of this is just loose skin. It's fucking disgusting, and it's giving me a complex.
What do you do? Okay, I don't want to keep harping on Matt, but
grand.
What do you do? You got to chop it out.
Pretty much. Well, I think I can do like a fuck ton of cardio and stuff and core conditioning, and like it'll get tighter, but there'll always be something there.
I think he's serious. Like this, this it was an issue so long that it's created this.
Oh, yeah.
This, you know. Yeah.
I literally looked into the surgery. Like, I'm looking at, like, just for the midsection, like, at least 10 grand.
I have heard that's not a very nice recovery.
It's not a very nice price tag either, but it's like, could it provide peace of mind in your own body for once? Maybe. Is it worth the risk? Maybe not. So, that's an internal struggle, dude.
They're all internal, dude. That's the best part of it.
Talk about them on a podcast.
Well, but they're still internal because you got to wrestle with them after the fact.
Then they're external.
Mm.
What about you, dude? I like your mustache.
Thank you. What do you think?
I like it. You need to let it grow longer.
No.
Just let it grow crazy for a bit.
I just keep it right here.
It looks very authoritarian.
Mine's getting
Oh, mine's getting pretty good. To do the mustache.
Well, if thing. I gotta no, I always trim my beard and leave the mustache, and then I get to the point where I hate it, and then I trim the mustache.
See, so we should all just grow our mustaches out and then send out Christmas cards to say who wants a mustache ride, and it's us and like
you know what if we buck the what if we buck the trend and do like no shave March,
no yeah. shave ever.
I basically no shave ever.
Yeah, I'm waiting for when that like the whole beard and thing goes completely out again.
What, so what you do you mean? Grow a beard again?
Well, there was a time.
There was a time when I was so broken-hearted. But love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
Don't you remember when it was
unnatural? The tables are turned. I actually don't know the next lyric.
Yeah, me either. I was hoping.
That's what I do. I, like I
bounce back.
I was
hoping he wasn't going to like just do the silence. If yeah. he would have started talking, I think the lyric would have came to
me. Wait, you're hoping for beards to fall out of fashion before you grow the beard?
No, I think it's got to turn over inevitably to where it's like, fuck these old people with mustaches and beards. Like for the Zoomers or the kids younger than Zoomers, they're like, what's with all these beards?
Oh,
what's with all these mustaches? Like, never. Never.
I think boomers are pretty clean shaven these days, or the Zoomers.
That's what I mean. It is kind of turning back a little bit.
Why do you care?
I just like to see the difference.
You know what I want to see, dude? I want to see twice, come back dude? Fucking big-ass sideburns. That's dude, what I want to
hasn't come
see.
Back. That's the 90s.
You see, you could pull them off because your beard is full enough. And like I've wanted to, but it doesn't look good on me.
I'm just going to have sideburns.
Remember those stupid-ass sideburns yeah. we had in high school?
I had
dude?
Fucking...
We both had sideburns out to here, bro. It was fucking dumb.
You should do it. Just do big old chops. Only
but it
chops.
Would just be sideburns, yeah. man. That would be fucked up.
That's great.
I'll do it. That's when I want to do that though, like when I grow my hair out on the sides and just put it up. Like,
you want to be like Prodigy?
Yeah, but with big ass chops too. So that's again, that's Arthur Schopenhauer.
You just have the mustache and the chops, nothing on your chin, and have it linked to your head.
That would be avant garde, right? Yeah. That would be cool.
But look like that guy from Aqua Teen.
Oh yeah, huh?
The scientist guy.
The bad guy.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, I don't know what he says.
That one.
He says some bullshit at the beginning of the episodes. But I neglected to mention that I am now certified.
As an asshole?
As a certified drug and alcohol counselor.
I'm a certified! Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you good so job. Much. Thank you. So yeah, that's going good.
I'm not a total asshole.
What else is going on?
Do what I want.
It's about the size of it.
Yep.
It's about the size.
It's about the short. Size of it. It's about the short and skinny.
And every now and then when I get in the car and it feels a little nippy, I got to turn on the heat. Oh, yeah.
That was fucking wild.
I was into it though. Like, I was like,
you didn't hear that one, dude. You guys said nothing to that. I sent you that shit the other day.
Well, see, it's better live.
It's better live.
Car,
it's
better live.
Well, then, yeah, like you just send us shit in the car, and like so many of them are like just huge misses.
What? Oh my god!
But
not when you're there witnessing.
I don't know
doing
what
it.
That was, but that was good.
What's
I like
the
that.
Percentage of times that Hi Sophia? Is in the vehicle for those.
That's actually very low. But
she,
it's
didn't,
been
she
more
say,
recently.
Didn't she
it's
say
been
that
more
she,
recently.
He like tests them out on her?
No, it's been more recently because we'll be together and I'll say something and she'll start giggling. I'm like,
let me write this one down.
I gotta record.
Dude, if it gets a giggle out of Sophia, he's like, oh shit.
I got one.
Maybe that's the thing. Is
no, but she hated
her,
that.
Yeah, you're using her as your barometer, and we just have such higher levels of, you know.
But it's not just one or the other. She could hate it, which also means it's good.
Yeah, I love that I got one. That was good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she hated it, and now she's saying it, and I'm already moved on. I'm on to something else.
You're on to bigger and better things, and she's just like over there like, I got one.
Turn on. Oh yeah.
So stupid.
I'm sorry.
You should try to do it though. It's like, you know, you were a vocalist in a metal band or whatever. Yeah, what that was. And you should try it. It's hard as
what that was. Hey, what that was?
What that was.
Hey, what that was anyway?
What you been up to?
Fucking work.
I know, huh?
Yes, but that's it, dude. You know what's fucked up about
work?
Mostly my job is that. So when I was working in the dental office, there was time that I could like text everyone and be in communication.
Take a 2-hour lunch to go see.
But
now,
but fucking now, I'm either literally balls deep in a piece of equipment,
or someone's balls deep in you,
or I'm driving. And so I'm like, well, I can't text right now.
Deep in traffic.
I'm fucking driving.
That's it.
And so, like, I'll go days and be like, I haven't texted fucking Rhett. I haven't texted fucking Matt.
Oh, you think we don't notice this?
I know. I know you notice. I just have no control over it. And then it's fucking.
It hurts, man.
And then it's fucking 8 o'clock. And then I'm like, well, fuck. My phone just went on do not disturb. I guess I'm going to bed now.
And then Rhett sends me the side text messages. And he's like, you know what, man? This really hurts. I'm so sad. Like, I thought we had this thing. And.
Yeah, yeah, man.
He hates us. He really hates us.
Nah.
You made him cry.
He don't hate us. He don't hate us.
I refuse
to believe
it. I guess if that's the case, then I hate everyone.
Well, I mean, we know that's
true. I can't believe.
That I could be deceived. What's that from, dude?
Was that Gangster's Paradise?
No.
God damn.
God damn.
It's Durst, dog.
That's the homie Durst, bro.
Is it? That's a homie Durst.
Damn. My bad.
Had a hidden agenda. She put my tender hot in a blender. And still I surrender like a chump. Hey, like a chump.
Hey.
Eve 6, dude.
What?
Putting hearts in blenders, dog? That's Eve 6.
Whoa. That's good stuff. That's interesting. Isn't it? That's like a motif.
It's like he stole that line.
He might have.
I would say it's like Fred's not original, but he wrote The Fanatic, so.
That's true. What but else? Yeah, that's basically it. Have you fellas seen anything, Matt?
I watched Dexter.
Mm-hmm. Are we all caught up? Everyone caught up?
We all got up to episode 7, right? Yep.
Can I just say it?
What?
Show sucks.
What?
Dude, I'm in.
I think it really redeemed itself after that.
I've turned the corner. Because
so all this means is he's gonna finish it.
I'm done, man. Well, I'm not done.
How's The Walking Dead?
I'm fucking over it, man. Like,
sixth rewatch.
Okay, like he's gonna. Okay, cool. And then he's got. Oh, but the dad's got it all figured out.
Well,
and
like nobody's got it figured out.
And then wait, nobody's got it figured out. But wait, no, everyone's got it figured out all the time. And then we feel like, oh, dude, we've finally solved the mystery of this 30-year-old crime, but nobody's got it figured out. And then everybody's got it figured out. And wait a second, but nobody's got it figured out.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's all fucked,
the
dude.
The DNA evidence is not enough to conclusively convict someone.
I know, but I'm bored.
It's not about figuring it out.
I'm bored.
Okay, well, I'm bored. That's
I feel
that's
like that. They're stretching to make like 10 episodes.
And then,
or whatever,
dude, these like thoughtful moments that Dexter has when he's like, and he knew who my dark passenger was, and then there was no.
He's fucking Billy Bob Thornton.
There's no way for me to understand what the pain,
the sling blade,
and the hate in his heart. And what am I gonna do but eat breakfast?
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna eat breakfast aggressively in front of my child, and he's gonna eat breakfast aggressively in front of me. We're gonna do that for 4 episodes at a time.
Whoa, and they get a lot of hot sauce.
And
man.
Then
what?
We got so much hot sauce. And then, you know, and
what's
then,
wrong with that?
And
that's
then
the
there's,
way to eat eggs.
And then in this fucking scrambled crime.
I'm not trying to show that they run hot because I was reading about this. People who like a lot of capsaicin, which is the active ingredient in hot sauce, they run really hot and it actually cools them down.
And then this fucking crime that like these two kids committed, they're only going to listen to one side and nobody's going to give a shit about the other kid. No big deal. Like that's how it works.
That's
in crimes.
Episode 4 business, which I didn't
like. It's just, I'm, look, you know what's better?
Not The Walking
Dexter
Dead.
Dexter season 1?
Yellow fucking Jackets.
Oh, Yellow Jackies?
Bro, that show is fucking on all of them cylinders. I love that show.
I agree.
Homegirl, have you watched?
And they're trotting it out
no,
nice
I was
and slow.
I just got Showtime free for a week. I didn't know it was on Showtime.
Dude.
So I had to watch the 2 episodes
dude,
of Dexter.
I like him both.
What I'm loving it. What
Dexter's
I'm,
more like junk food.
What I'm loving it. Like McDonald's is that they're giving you like the supernatural shit and they're like this bitch is just a dirt eater, that's what's up with her. I love that shit, dude.
He's putting his hand by his side.
this
bitch is just a dirt eater.
This bitch
let me tell you about the worm.
She just eats motherfucking dirt and that's her shit.
It's fucking dirt with the motherfucking dirt.
It's fucking great, man. And this stuff, I love that I care both about the 90s stuff as I do about the 2018 stuff. 2018, right?
Yes, the modern stuff.
It's fun. It's fantastic. I love it.
Fantastic.
No, because yeah, we'd mentioned that before. I think that's a huge plus. No, because that kind of narrative, you tend to be invested in one of the things more than the other, or it might shift depending what's happening in one of the timelines. But both of these, it's like, I'm not like pissed when they go back to the other timeline.
No, dude, it's great.
I'm always like, cool. And it's like working towards the middle that we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But again, you are mindful that we could be like 3 years from now and this thing could have totally unraveled and been total shit. And we'll sound very silly right now.
It's going to be like the fucking season 4 of Yellow Jackets was garbage.
Well, dude, if it does like a Lost and it doesn't fill in, it doesn't like do it. But I really don't get that from the show because it's too detailed and nuanced and character driven. Not that Lost wasn't, but besides
Lost just had too many characters.
Well, and this has that whole black comedy and sardonic tone going for it. I mean, Let's be frank.
Juliet Lewis's forehead just fucking performing, dude, like a motherfucker on this thing.
She looks twice as old as Christina Ricci on this. And I'm just saying.
Well, she parties, jeans. Dude. She fucking parties, man.
And Christina Ricci doesn't?
I don't know that I've... I mean, she could.
Oh, she do.
Yeah?
She better.
Are you an authority on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Fear and Loathing, dude, when she was like 10.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
She wasn't like 10. She was in Casper when she was like 10.
I'm kidding. Too much.
Oh, you've been doing that a lot, too. Anywho, what else?
What else you watch? Ernest Saves Christmas, which is dope.
It's a mistake.
Love Ernest movies.
Christmas is a mistake.
And like...
Bro, fucking tell me about it, man.
Wrestling. Ring of Honor Wrestling did their last show. And it was really cathartic. There was a lot of, like, storylines brought up, a lot of, like, really emotional moments in the show. It was good. Reminded me of why I love wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah. Actually, speaking of Christmas, I had this thought the other night.
Mm.
What was her name?
A dangerous pastime, I know.
Sorry.
That's pretty good, right?
That was pretty good.
We should do that on the show.
So we are preparing for Christmas for our children, right? So we've bought. There's no one else. So we've bought presents, right? And we have to like do this delicate balance between like what Santa is bringing versus what we're giving to them as. Parents.
Because it's like half bullshit, half for real.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I'm kind of at the point where I'm like why can't we just tell them all of the presents came from us? Because we're the ones that work hard to fucking put these goddamn presents under the fucking tree.
You homeschool these little fuckers so you can teach them like the truth.
Why do I have to defer my hard-earned presents
to some fat white cuck?
That's just coming in here.
Coca-Cola shill.
Like, you're activating all my stuff right now. Okay, so it does beg. No, look, without trying to be an ass about this, which is tough for me, right? Because I am.
Uh-huh.
It begs the question, why is this thing being continued? What purpose does it serve?
Childlike innocence.
That's not true. Like, you would have childlike. Well, you can have no Santa Claus and be fine.
Right, but, you know. Consumerism.
It's training people to believe bullshit, which they'll be doing the rest of their life, like, you know, the religion of their choice,
you know,
the Pledge of Allegiance, all of that stuff. They're just getting trained to like believe. They're getting trained to go along with a useless tradition. I think that's really what it's about. It's like, just go along with this, and then someday you'll be drastically let down.
Yeah, it's preparing you for real life.
That's dope.
I don't think it's good.
It's conformity, dog. Just ease into that warm.
I get the feeling that
I get the feeling.
I get the feeling that both of my kids are kind of on the cusp of not believing anymore because, like, they were like, "Oh, this is the same wrapping paper that Santa used." And it's like, "Yeah, you stupid ass idiot."
So you wrap Santa's stuff.
Ronnie didn't.
My parents never did, and it was
just put
them
in
like,
a big old sack.
I think, oh no, my parents just spread them out.
I think the younger kids, just like every generation before them, but now think about how bombarded they are with things. Like, there's no way, just their general awareness level, just like sitting in a living room, they're just soaking in everything, like through the air, bro. There's no way that these kids were going to believe in Santa Claus as long as we did, or as long as a few generations ago.
Yeah,
they're just going to get it like, oh, this is bullshit.
I think this is trash. I think Micah kind of does a bit.
He knows.
Because he's trying to, like,
well,
you know.
He's trying to please you.
Well, no, you lean into it and you get more gifts from Santa. Because as soon as, like.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Because as soon as you tell your parents, like, I know there's no Santa, they're like, cool. Well, we're still going to get you the same amount of gifts that we were getting you before, but we don't have to get you the Santa stuff.
Well, what we do is we kind of generally, like, do, like, 70-30, where we've done the bulk of the hard work and Santa's just like, yeah, here's the kicker on top of it kind of deal.
Yeah, but why does he get the kicker? Fuck him.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I was trying.
Why are you giving the man your 30%?
That's
dog?
What I'm trying to wrestle with.
Fuck that.
Because you're cucked.
I am cucked.
You're wrestling with it. Suplex that fat white bitch.
Cucked by claws.
You're still fucking giving like the systemic payout to Santa.
I'm giving the white man his 30%.
It's problematic because of that. Because I have a buddy who will go unnamed, but he has.
You don't have no friends, really dog.
Cool. I do.
Name three.
You guys are my friends?
We can't name three, though.
Oh, yeah. We're a thriving business model.
I dare you to name one more friend that isn't Sophia.
Danny.
I wasn't serious.
Oh. He said it so sincerely, too.
He's like, but Danny, though.
But Daniel.
Daniel.
So this person has a kid, and it's a really cool kid, and this is a cool person, but their whole thing of getting around this Santa Claus thing, because they're like super progressive people, is that like their idea, the kid's idea of Santa Claus is that Santa Claus is black, right? And that's how they wanted to counteract this whole narrative. And see, I feel like that's very silly, because if you want to really be progressive,
mm-hmm.
don't have Santa Claus at all.
Yeah.
Like, why did you do it this way? You see what I'm saying?
Doesn't make any sense.
What do you think
because,
about
like,
that?
Yeah,
it's
I'm
obvious
with that.
That Santa Claus are all going to just turn on you at some point, like the robots, and they're going to try to murder you.
Isn't that weird, though, that, like, it's like, I'm going to go, we're going to change like, the racial identity. And it's like, but why do you need Santa Claus at all?
Agreed.
So, but yeah, I get it, though. Christmas is for the kids, right?
It's the preservation of it.
The return to innocence.
Do you think he has anything with that?
What?
Do you think he had to? Is there anything to that the preservation of innocence thing? He's saying?
I think. I mean, for me, I think so. Just because, like, you know, kids seeing the way their eyes sparkle on Christmas morning, or like when they see the Easter Bunny,
you know,
or all that dumb shit, like, you know, believing in the Tooth Fairy, like, that's the last. You know, little bits of hope and innocence that you get before you realize
last bit of hope
how shitty the world is.
It's fake.
And here's the thing. Like, I think I think that
then,
like,
it's like I don't.
I think you're honest. I think
Santa's
it's just
not real. My teeth are just falling out for no reason. I gotta take geometry now. What the fuck is this? You know.
Well, like, I get it though that most kids are going with it, so the kids don't. You don't want your kid to be left out.
Yeah.
But it's like, meanwhile, if it's like, you know, there's fucking Jehovah's Witnesses that don't fucking celebrate holidays. It's like, look, we're not Jehovah's Witness. We're not even fucking religious. We're secular. But we are not doing that Santa Claus bullshit.
Or any bullshit.
Just let them know.
Yeah.
My whole idea has basically been like, I have always wanted like at least my kids to have it better than I did. And so
it's never been said before.
Straight cuck.
It's cucked by the kids. And so like the idea of Santa Claus kind of irritates me a little bit, because I'm like, Santa didn't put those fucking presents under the fucking tree. I did, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm the one who's working 48 hours a week.
Even if all this Santa shit was true, he didn't build none of the toys. The elves did. They need to unionize and get some fucking recognition.
Did I tell you that when I was 4?
Also, by the way, 20 minutes ago, in case your kids are listening to this episode, you fucked up.
Yeah, 20 minutes ago, we asked Rhett what he'd seen, too.
We didn't get to me. We were on you still.
Yeah.
But when I was 4 years old, I was exploring my parents' closet.
That's a mistake.
It was a mistake for several reasons.
That's a mistake,
but
bro.
That's a different story. Finding the dildo is a different story. But
God, and I know your parents, man. Fuck.
It's crazy. Flophouse dildo under the bed. That was under the bed. That wasn't even hidden. But
that's just a fucking mistake.
And then it's then I'm realizing it wasn't for her. It was for him. You know. So it's like, fuck, man. All right, but all the stuff that I had asked Santa Claus was hidden behind stuff in the closet. So my Santa Claus narrative fell apart at age 4, and I didn't tell them.
What'd you do, dude?
I just acted like, yeah, okay, and then soon enough,
he just became cynical.
Soon enough, you wake up one day and they know that you know, but it's like I've known for some time.
I know
about the dildo under your bed,
about the dildo under the bed, and about my presence in the fucking closet, and that there is no fucking Easter
and bunny. His presence in the closet too. He's in there like
dildos and presents.
Well, we don't know what you've seen, so why don't you?
In. Yellow Jackets Dexter. That's and it. I don't Dope. I don't feel like
Yellow Jackets Dexter.
Like
Yellow Jackets Dexter.
About and they're both on Showtime. Good companion pieces to each other in my opinion. I like
Yeah, one's Dexter good, back. One's bad.
Nah. I like Dexter right now. I think it's fun. I think it's an easy candidate for fourth best season of that series considering that
yeah.
Three
seasons are good, and all the rest aren't.
Okay. Okay.
See
I'm with
I,
you.
See
I'm
what
with
I
you.
Did there, it's like, yeah, that's good.
See, I got back and watched 1 and 2 again. They're so good.
Yeah, and season 4 was good.
Dude, can I tell you when fucking La Huerta is that his name?
Oh no, that's
You're talking about
Bustamante. What's his fucking
whatever
name?
The fuck
Angel. Something.
Angel.
Yeah.
When he fucking came on screen, I go no,
Batista.
They have not. They better not have dared. And he's like, pero I don't know what to do. And I'm like, fuck off, man. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
He's a captain now, and he's teaching up in Canada.
I hope you never go to Florida, dude, because people are actually like that.
I just can't stand him. I can't stand his stupid ass accent.
For first-time listeners, shit, I need to specify.
She.
Jorge, the one speaking right now, is Jorge, he's Mexican.
Yeah.
So this is not the issue, but
no.
You are inexperienced with Latinos from places
Latinos.
Other than San Diego.
That's not true.
Have you been to Florida? Go talk
to
these Cuban
Florida.
Motherfuckers and shit.
I know some
and
Cubans.
And they wear those fucking hats.
I know they do.
They're
I don't like them.
Just like that.
I don't like them.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
but in Florida,
you know.
He's Cuban.
Exactly. You're
in
like
New York,
them.
You're Puerto Rican.
You're like, instead of the hat, it's a hoodie. And some Adidas and shit.
Those you know the
San
only
Diego
the only people the only
Cubanos.
Latinos I can't stand less than fucking Cubans are Spaniards because of that fucking accent.
Spaniards.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Ugh. Fuck out of here with
gracias
bullshit. Get fuck.
It's like learn how to use your tongue.
Pronounce
dog.
Your fucking S's, bitch.
I tried to watch an A24 film.
That was a mistake, too.
Don't just go there like that.
Was it a mistake?
It was a mistake.
I'm going to do it every time. You like Green Room?
You said you
it's
tried A24. To watch an A24 movie.
I did, and it was a mistake, in my opinion.
Got him!
But because I said so, not because it's A24, ass fuck. All
right. Right.
It's called, the, it's,
it.
Called the hum-
it's called the human condition.
It's called the humans.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Okay, and yeah. I well, title here, let me
title alone.
Yeah.
Let me qualify.
I agree
it's
with
based
him.
Based on a play.
Yeah,
I get the writing. It's about the little mundane aspects of life, and I.
But
think
is it a ghost?
It's a noble, like yeah. attempt. I shouldn't even call it an attempt. It's just not for me. what I mean is because it is a success at what it's doing. It's just not for me. Like the ensemble.
You know what? I shouldn't even call it an attempt at filmmaking.
No, it is. It is. And the ensemble.
It's just a bad one.
The ensemble acting is good and all that. And I was like, I can't get through this. I can't do it.
I felt
it
the same.
It sounds like me with every A24 movie.
I felt the same way. About a third of the way through, I go, well. This may not be a movie I'm finishing.
Yeah, I'm just not interested.
I felt the exact same way.
I'm glad.
And
man.
I'm sure Jacob Seaver loves it.
Well, or something, dude. Like, fucking, that one, that's Matt, you should try watching that. See what you think. I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, oh, the fireplace, and it's not real, and oh, I get it.
I come in here every week, and I've seen like one movie that's Ernest Scared Stupid, and he's like, you should watch this A24 movie that's based on a play that I couldn't get through.
Yes. Do it. Yeah. So it's based on a play. It's an A24 film. I couldn't get through it. Good luck.
Yeah.
And then so there's
you'll love it.
There's this new subgenre of cult of potential cult classics of movies that were released during the beginning of the pandemic where they got this kind of delayed exposure, so then they built up these kind of these cult fan bases. But I kept hearing, I saw it on the year end list of a bunch of top 10 lists.
Oh god.
Of that, Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Have you heard of this?
That no, but like I was just thinking about end of the year.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Is that next week?
It's basically.
This Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar movie that's on Hulu now.
That's got what's-her-name in it, right?
Who I honestly, after Wonder Woman 84, I liked her a lot less. And that's not fair because that should never have happened. None of that should have happened. She shouldn't have been in it at all. Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie, it's fucking actually bizarre. It's PG-13. It's vanilla as fuck. And it's bizarre. Which is a hard thing to pull off.
Hmm.
So, and Matt's like, that's you, dude. actually, I kind of had fun with it, but I don't know if I'll watch it again. But is it a cult classic in the making? Absolutely. That's evident after like 10 minutes.
Huh.
Anyway.
He likes to throw that term around.
No, it is. I like to look for them, including the movie we did today for the show.
Shh. 20 years, he's going to be like, yeah, I did this podcast. It's kind of a cult classic.
It is a cult classic while it's happening. So, that's the dope thing about it.
That's true. I'm getting ready.
Cult of personality.
Hi, Sophia.
We already did that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You need to, like, take care of that earlier on. How dare you?
Paul Thomas Anderson. His new film, Licorice Pizza, is coming out.
Giant Peach?
And I rewatched.
Like, where the fuck do you come up with a name like that?
Where the fuck do you not Licorice let me get through pizza. This fucking thing?
Licorice Pizza.
That's a dope ass name.
You're
at first,
dope ass.
You're a dope ass fucking Jimmy World strung out.
Dope.
Fucking trash ass.
Yeah. All they can do. What?
They never wrote a song called Licorice Pizza.
Licorice all Pizza. All he's gonna do is keep saying fucking dope ass, dope fucking trash, strong
Jimmy
ass,
World ass, bouncing ass, souls,
Jimmy bitch,
ass,
wrestling,
wrestling,
bitch,
suplex,
Jimmy bitch, fucking
drop kick ass,
trip
dope.
Ass, trick ass, Mark bitch,
trick fucking, ass bitch.
There it is. There's red.
Oh yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
Stop trying to make.
Oh yeah,
you can't do thing. It. I can't.
Turn on the heat. Oh yeah.
I kind of love it. I'm glad I didn't hear it on the phone.
Oh god, I love this one. Fuck. The Matrix, 1999.
Oh boy,
Matt's gonna say that was a mistake.
It was.
No, it's good. It's good. They're showing it in theaters in IMAX for the first time. This shit was fucking fun, dude. It's so good. It holds up pretty well.
That's a good film.
There's some definite parts where it's like, God, I can't believe I ever thought this was cool. Kind of. Like
name one.
Okay, I will.
He means no limited.
That
to
guy Mouse
only
in it.
One.
That
yeah,
guy
he
Mouse.
Sucks.
He sucks.
He sucks.
They could.
So, what if the taste of Tasty Wheat was what I thought chicken tasted like? And what if we all fucking dip our balls in Tasty Wheat and then we lick them and then it tastes like chicken?
Yeah, that's they need dope. To George Lucas that part. Like, take it out. Take him digitally. Take him out of the scene.
Did you see the lady in red?
I created her.
I made her boobs all big.
You know what I'm saying? And then the guy like fucking very exciting times.
Very exciting.
Neo, this is loco.
Oh, excuse me.
Like when he says this is loco.
Oh yeah, dude. That's not good. Tonka truck and what's his name are awful.
Yeah. That being said, the movie was pretty fun. Still pretty fun. Great movie. I'm having all the nostalgia.
You know what I've heard is not fun?
The new one. And I don't even want to go into it, but did you see the shit I sent you via text? Those quotes from the movie?
Did.
That's bad news, dude.
That they're saying it's worse than either of the sequels is very, very telling.
Here's the thing, though. white, and I'm not trying to just be a dick. I know that's probably unbelievable to people, yeah. right? But
clearly,
the Wachowskis, I don't hate them, but have they made a really good movie in the last 20 years?
What else have they? What else
they did? Cloud Atlas, which
was not good.
A fucking super ambitious mess.
Yeah.
Jupiter Ascending, which is a super ambitious, hilarious mess.
Yeah.
Like fucking hilarious. They did Speed Racer.
Which I didn't see it. I
never
know.
Saw it either. And maybe it's aged well or something, and we need to revisit it or something.
That's egregious that you haven't watched it.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, why should we be surprised that they didn't knock it out of the park with a third unnecessary Matrix sequel 20 years later? You know?
Because The Matrix was never really good?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
I mean, I'm just positing that as a theory.
That being said, Matrix IMAX from 1999 was great. And, we're getting ready for Liquid Pizza. And so we're watching Paul Thomas Anderson movies. We watched Punch Drunk Love and The Master.
I guess they both transitioned. That's Lily and Lana.
Yeah, but Wachowski. Only Lana's involved with this one.
From what I understand, Lily walked away, mm-hmm. and Lana is the only one who's involved. So
Lily is the smart one. What?
I mean, she did three other Matrix movies, so how smart could she be?
Oh, come on. We're just being dicks now. But seriously, I'm not particularly surprised that it might not be what everyone wants it to be. And that would be really hard anyway. Yes, good. Exactly. It's probably not as good as any of the recent John Wick movies. That's one of the most damning things. They say the action's not good.
Ooh.
And that's a mistake.
Ooh.
Right? So, anyway, I saw a little indie film called Spider-Man Far From Home. Wow, dude. Well, by this point, it has the second biggest opening ever, even though it's compared the pandemic. That's goatsy shit right there.
Got him?
No, but yeah. The movie, you know how I am with this nostalgia thing? Like, if it's just empty nostalgia, and I will be the first to say.
I do know how you are.
Yeah, this is not to me. And it's not empty nostalgia. Like, if you had a Spider-Man multiverse movie without Andrew Garfield and Toby, it could still work, as proven by the animated.
Well, I'm glad they were able to rescue the bullshit from the first three Spider-Man movies, finally.
Don't.
Finally.
No.
Finally, we were able to
cull.
The best
part of the Spider-Man movies was that dashboard song and then the saliva song.
Finally, we were able to cull some actual.
They say that a hero will save us.
Absolutely
not
retarded shit.
Not gonna stand here away.
Okay. Let me talk about this real quick. Just real quick. It's one of the best MCU movies. There's a reason for them to be there. And the stuff they do with this idea is, like, fucking much more emotional than you would ever think it would be. And they managed to give closure to the other fucking Spider-Man as well. And develop their thing.
Ari Spider-Man.
And there's a shitload of other fucking things in here where it's like, yes, it's fan service. It's like, yes, it's fan service. It's an MCU movie after 20 years of Spider-Man movies. So, yes, that's going on. But the fact that this is not just an unwieldy fucking horrible mess is pretty crazy. It was a pretty. It's the most like joyful time I've had in a theater since the pandemic started.
Wow.
No, seriously, dude.
All right.
When are you gonna watch it?
I think Thursday. My uncle has rented out the theater, and I'm gonna go check it out.
I hope you're not just like ruined already by the hype and everything, and a little bit of the old Jorge cynicism, but and because you hate Tobey Maguire.
I do hate Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, yes.
And he's really good in this.
Anything Raimi and Spider-Man can get right the fuck out.
There are some stuff in here, too, I don't want to feel stupid for forgetting to say. Like, you know the Marvel movies where the humor hits pretty well the first time in a theater?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it on video later, and you're like, okay, that doesn't hit the same. There's a lot of that, probably. So, and Matt, when are you going to go see it? You
that's
need to fuck
that's
see
a mistake.
It.
That's you a gotta, mistake. You gotta go.
I don't care.
You do care.
I don't care.
You do.
I saw the first Spider-Man because Alia wanted to.
Which one?
The first one.
Like the first ever?
Like
the Tobey McFuckface ones?
Yeah. Like the first one.
You guys were together back then?
When was that?
2003?
It was the second one because we got the
first Spider-Man was 2001.
2001.
No, we were in 2005, whichever the first the one.
You probably saw Spider-Man 3 and
you
think
saw Spider-Man 3 and you thought that was the first one. Damn, bitch, that's fucked.
I don't like those superhero movies. Like, there's not a lot that's there for not, me,
dude. You're so full. You liked Thor Ragnarok.
I watched it.
You liked the Dark Knight trilogy.
I liked the first one
and the Dark Knight. One. So you like superhero movies?
I like good movies.
That's not true.
Now you've jumped your own shark.
I just don't care about superhero movies.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about a Christmas film.
Christmas. It's probably after Christmas already.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what, dude?
We're fucking back.
Fuck.
What I love is that we started doing that to make fun of the homie show.
The other show.
And then, like, we've just been doing it forever now.
Yeah, we've been doing it.
For
fucking 5 years, we're like, we're fucking back.
Remember this joke from forever ago from a show you've never heard?
Nobody remembers. We sure do.
Can't
help it. But can you tell these dumbasses about Patreon, my dude?
You already do.
Every week we put
not really though, dude.
Hours of work and research into all of these episodes. Psych! Bro, we tell dick jokes, but much like the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, we help you forget how shitty the real world is. And you know, it's like free therapy. So like that's worth a month. I mean, it is for them, but if they go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast, they can get more therapy. Like, you can hear about my favorite ways to ruin my Bumble dates. You can hear about, you know, Rhett's cuckery and George's life with his kids.
You,
all the things off of the show proper.
You're getting cucked.
Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Well, the Who Goes Their Podcast watched a little film that I'm pulling up right now on IMDb in a panic called Santa's Sleigh?
Nope.
It's called Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Why did we do the sequel as opposed to... the other films.
Pull up the fucking movie first.
You just keep talking about it, and that's all we got to do.
Look it up on your phone. Why are you still even using that thing?
Why do you even use a computer, dude?
Exactly.
What?
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Sorry.
No, sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. Now. There you go. Here. There's your director.
Directed by Lee Harry.
There's your writers.
Written by Michael Hickey, Paul Simi. Lee Harry story again with Mr. Lee Harry and starring Eric Freeman, which is the eyebrow guy,
and that's it.
And he is why, to answer your question, we did this instead of the first one. Is Eric Freeman in the first one? No. Is he in any of the sequels? No. Therefore, all of those movies are fucking mistakes. Because this gentleman. Is something else.
This is the only non-mistake in the series?
That's debatable. You're just... I have not seen... Here, confession. I saw this for the first time last year. I watched it specifically because I was watching a thing of, like, occult films that I hadn't seen. Not occult films. Cult films. And I saw the Garbage Day thing. And we've seen the Garbage Day meme, many of us, many times. And I was like, if that's in that movie, there must be other good shit in that movie. I bet this is not an isolated incident. And I watched this. It was on Amazon, and I loved the whole fucking thing. And I found out after the fact that the first third of the movie is basically a highlight reel of the first movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in watching the first movie now because I've seen the highlight reel, and people are like, oh, but it's a good slasher. Like, no, it's not. It's got like a 5 out of 10 on IMDb. I saw the slashery parts in the highlight reel. They suck. And it doesn't have this eyebrow motherfucker. Or his fucking commentary over the shitty slashery stuff. So I'm not interested. And so these people on Discord are like, well, you should watch the first one. It's like, no, I should not. This is not Jaws. It's not Alien. I don't need to watch the first one. I want this one.
Just distilled.
With this motherfucker in it. And I'm being arbitrary and closed-minded. And there's a time to do that, and I'm going to do that with the Silent Night, Deadly Night series.
Okay. Matt, what'd you think of Silent Night, Deadly Night 2?
So, I'd never seen this movie. And I really wanted to like this movie.
And I did!
Because I fucking loved it. Yeah! Holy shit. I don't remember any of the stuff in the recap being in the original. Maybe I'm thinking of Christmas Evil when I'm thinking of Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of it being in a house.
Christmas Evil?
Yeah. Another killer Santa movie.
Damn. Black motherfucking Christmas.
Dude, but from the jump, like, what's Eric Freeman, whatever his name is?
Eric Foreman, yeah, from...
Homeboy out here acting like Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall. Like, I loved...
That's a very good fucking... Dude,
It sounded like he was doing a Bruce McCullough impression. I think this came before Kids in the Hall, maybe.
They probably saw this and said, we should do a show based on his comedy.
Dude, it's amazing. The way he delivers his lines are just piece de resistance. Like, the fucking... like, the kid that cold clocks Santa, dude. Like, all of this is dope. And his eyebrows, it's just like, I'm going to learn how to do that. And just every acting job, I'm just going to act with my eyebrows.
It's fucking insane to try to speak sentences with your eyebrows are moving every word.
Dude, it's crazy. He must be like a drummer. He's just keeping rhythm.
Yeah, I don't know how a movie like this gets made to completion.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really stoked it was made.
Oh, yeah.
Because this shit so is, happy. It's, I knew it. Like, the recap stuff in the beginning... Get it out.
Fuck that movie.
Get that stuff out. But homeboy just fucking hamming it up in that interrogation room. And he's like, oh, you talking about me?
This is me, huh?
This is me, huh?
Well, it's like, fuck off. My time is very valuable.
Doc.
Oh, and mine's not.
Mine's not.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
That's his first fucking line, dude.
I don't know what they had to do to produce such a performance from this fella.
I don't know.
But my God in heaven, is he just like, garbage day?
Garbage day?
I don't
means the director has to be on board, though. Like, yeah. Dude, they'll get this 40 years from now.
What's wild about this fucking movie is it's a sequel to a Santa Claus killing movie, right?
Yep.
there is almost none of that other than the recap stuff, yep. Which is wild to me, man. Like, you've got this like sub story of these nuns.
That's great.
The Mother Superior stuff.
Like, four times to that.
The nuns have costumes. Santa has a costume. It's like all together.
You know what's crazy about that, dude? Like, this is in a universe where, like, you see fucking nuns everywhere, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't seen a nun.
And they're the spanky kind.
I ain't seen a nun in, like, 20 years. This motherfucker's, like, every two steps, fucking nun.
Well, it's the 80s, nun. Dude. It's because the Satanic Panic was running rampant.
That was the 90s, bro.
Wasn't it the 80s?
It was the 80s.
Nah.
Got you.
Actually, it was for that that Travis Scott concert, dude. That's when the Satanic Panic hit.
Just like the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was doing a satanic ritual, bro. With auto-tune. Staring at that body in the crowd, dog. Kalima.
Kalima. Was he auto-tuned Kalima?
The fuck?
I don't know, dude. Sometimes
you haven't seen that video, dude?
Sometimes you gotta let him go off. Sometimes you gotta let him go off.
And speaking of videos I didn't see, just today I learned that the Eric Freeman guy, he recently did a little short on YouTube where he reprised the role from this movie.
Oh.
I just learned it like right before I came over here, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
I guess
he's been really leaning into like how wonderful he was in this movie.
Well, good.
There's some real lightning in a bottle performances from this fucking guy, dude. When I just everything about
every fucking line.
Dude, it's yeah, every word. It's like the pauses and the dialect and just like his eyebrows, his fucking
dude, when he's almost lip to lip with that other dude and they're like, oh yeah? You want to get down? You want to get down? And his eyebrows are fucking just going, dude. And I'm like, how do you do that? How even do you have that much control or lack of control over your fucking eyebrows, man? Because it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then George had a cameo in this movie in the movie theater. That was dope. Dude, I'm watching that. I'm like, this is like being in a movie with George. I love this.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Right.
Wow, this movie's bogus. Bro, okay. Come on. You supposed to believe this?
Wait, and then like, they're watching the movies all, what's it about? And she's like, oh, it's about a guy who dresses up as Santa Claus and kills people. What?
Yeah, dude, it got real meta there all of a sudden. I was like, holy
crap.
And
then
he just,
like, he sits there and he still watches it. But then I love that his response to everything is either punish or naughty.
Punish. Our good buddy Hans, your good buddy, and my, I like him on Discord.
I like him on
your
Discord.
Good buddy and my, I like him.
Well, I fucking met him briefly for the King Kong thing, and we didn't get to chat or anything, but you could tell he's a hilarious, sweet fellow.
Yes.
But yeah, man, like as soon as, when I fucking watched this last year and posted little things, he's like, punish! It's like, exactly, brother.
You
like,
figured it out.
You understand, punish.
Dude, you spoke about that fucking theater scene, man. When I see this,
most
is this,
brightly lit theater.
This
ever.
Is the shit that I pick up on when. So they've gone to this movie together, right? So they're there in the theater. She knows the film, right? Because she's the one who invited him. They're going through previews, and she goes, "When does the movie start?"
Yeah,
and I go,
"It's supposed to be scary. When does it start?" What?
What? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, bitch.
Well, that's just it being a bad movie.
I'm like, I don't know, bitch. You ain't never been to a movie theater before?
What time did they say it started? About 25 minutes after that. That's
exactly.
When the fucking movie starts.
Exactly.
And it has always been this way. Has it?
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes, yeah. About 20 minutes. Sometimes closer to 30.
The trailer that was on before, it's like, chaos.
Yeah, chaos. The movie you've been waiting for.
She's like, you like this? And then, like, the movie she wants to see is Santa Claus killing people. It's like, yes, bitch, I like this. Like, what the hell is your problem? You know what I mean?
I also, I the idea that the Santa in that movie was just, like, killing non-discriminately, the look on his face, he's like, oh, you can just do that?
He's like, why didn't I think of that?
You can just kill people? Like,
was he his brother only killed people who were squaxing? He was, like, the ultimate incel. He just, like, got mad anytime anybody was having sex but him and then killed him. Oh.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm getting cucked? No. And this guy's like...
He's like, I have to watch? I'm not into that.
And
I thought I was going to be.
This guy's like, no, I am not going to get cucked. I will kill you proactively. You know what I mean?
Well,
Pretty much, right?
I do it... Well, in the beginning,
naughty.
No. He was,
naughty.
He was
pretty... Oh, very naughty.
He was pretty cool with, like, okay, well, I'm just going to kill him because, you know, he was assaulting this poor woman.
Oh, dude, and when he
There are no less than three separate assault attempts in this film.
Yeah.
Dude, and they're all played out the same. It's like all of the women have button-up shirt.
And no
bras. Rip them open, pin the arms. And then it's like, you got the shot of the tits? Cool, move on.
Okay, move on.
The only other boobs were when, like, he's having the sex scene and it was just like the side where it's all pressed and it's just like, let's just hold there, no nipple.
And
just
he's got his hand on her ass, but it's not on her ass. It's like hovering on
top
of
hand
her
ass. Her butt.
Director's like, and scene.
And yep. Do you remember his first, like what he says after that too? He's laying there and he's pretty yoked, by the way, right?
Yes, he is.
A little bit.
I'm like, what a guy. And specimen. And he's sitting there and then the voiceover kicks in. He goes, it was my first time. Yeah. Like, what the
and
fuck?
I thought it was hers,
and
too.
I thought it was
dude,
hers.
At that point, I bust out laughing. I'm like, he thought this girl that just fucked him on the first day they met was a virgin. That's good.
That's pretty good.
When he fell off the motorcycle. Dude, this whole movie had me dying. He's like, we kind of just bumped into each other. And then, like,
she hits him in the motorcycle.
He's sitting on his motorcycle, not moving, not going anywhere. And she bumps his back tire, and he goes,
and she comes out smiling. That was the craziest part,
yeah, like,
dude.
Covering her mouth, like, tee. Sorry, I just vehicularly assaulted you.
God damn, dude. And the entire time, so you're watching this basic, you know, this Seinfeld clip show. And, you know, you're kind of wondering when it's going to catch up, like when it's going to actually catch up to the present.
Oh, you mean the first third of the movie?
Yeah. So, you know, you're kind of say, okay, all right, we're still seeing the older brother. Okay, he's Santa. Okay, you know, punish. Okay, yeah, naughty, da-da-da-da-da. And then it goes real time, and it's like, oh, shit.
It fucking kicks up enough.
Now we're fucking talking.
Santa Claus getting shot to death in front of children. It's like the death librarian.
Well, that's what librarian. I fucking love about the movie. I'm like, okay, like, even if it does nothing else but, like, Garbage Day later, I'm like, well, this is still a great cult
movie. I didn't even know about Garbage Day.
Yeah.
I had no idea of the reference. Like, when you were walking around going, Garbage Day, I had no fucking clue what you were talking about.
Dude, on Shudder, which this is currently available on for everybody, by the way, even in the little, like, description of the movie, it says Garbage Day.
Oh yeah, I had,
like,
no idea.
It's a thing. It's definitely a thing. But this movie, though, like, just like Jorge was saying, like, it gets better and better and better until it culminates in this climax. Well, actually, there's like a climax on top of one. But
there's a climax in a denouement.
He goes on a shooting spree in a fucking suburban neighborhood. Which is, like, which horrific. Is
bonkers.
It's bonkers.
Bonkers, man. Like,
and he's like,
dude, the way he just keeps looking at the gun and, like, smiling and chuckling to himself.
That laugh is fucking unbelievable, man. I'm having trouble.
Should have been the Joker.
I'm having trouble, like, not texting Rhett every 2 minutes being like, that's you, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I had to put my phone in the bedroom to charge because I was like, I'm just going to text these guys through the whole movie.
Dude, it's good, man.
Oh, when he shot that fucking cop in the forehead. Like, that cop was, like, so over the top. He's like, just watch yourself or else I'll use this. Because I know how. And then he just grabs it and turns it around. Yeah, he's like, I know how to use this. He's like, boop.
Dude, fucking Barney Fife is like, I know how to use this.
One, I think it's like, I know.
Barney Fife, by the way.
This is a stretch, right? I think it's trying to say something, though. Like, he's like, oh, I can just kill people with this? Like, well, this will be easy, you know? Like a gun.
So you're saying there's a message about gun control.
I think there's, like,
why go through all the rigmarole with an axe?
Yeah. Exactly. Or trying to electrocute someone with a car battery.
Yeah, he threw that axe and he missed. He was highly ineffective with that. But the gun, like, he was pretty good with that.
He was fucking right on. And then, like, he shoots the guy. Like, hey, what's all this noise out here? And he fucking shoots him. He's like, motherfucker.
The only thing thing that would have made this better is if he had capped that little girl. That's
not his style. That would have dude, come on.
Just knock her off of her fucking tricycle. Just like,
well, see, but what is his style? He saw himself as, like, a protector, as a vigilante for a while, and then he's just like, oh, this guy came out wearing a crop top shirt. Shoot him. This guy's taking his cans out, not 6 inches from the curb. Shoot him.
He's chaotic evil.
He's like the head
man.
Of the homeowners association. He's just, like, taking out the trash.
Yeah, it's chaotic, man. He's not going to kill kids, though.
Also, you're saying he was inspired by the movie he watched.
Probably. I think chaos. That was. Did you see his face light up? He's like, oh, wow.
Well, yeah, of course I did, because he's the brightest fucking movie theater ever.
And then there's moment in the movie theater where this girl, she looks over to her left. She goes, oh, shit, you're back.
It's fine. Her fucking ex-boyfriend creeps in like it's like Zach Morris with his cousin in town from Russia. And he's playing two parts and, like, one slides out as the other comes in. It was good. Meanwhile, he just killed a guy in the back of the theater and nobody else noticed. The reactions to his murders are the best. That woman, when he runs over the guy with the car, she just sits there and just watches everything silently and goes, thank you.
Thank you. That's what I mean. Like, having watched this probably 4 times now, right?
There's like three in the
I'm
last
I'm beginning to realize, like, I really need to get on the level that I am with the room on this. Because there's a structure to this. This movie has a shitty plot, obviously, because it has very little plot. But every little sequence is its own little wonderland. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, dude, that he runs over that guy.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
And then she, like, complains, so you know? And it's like, yeah, multiple. That's fucking great. That's a great
also,
little thing.
Why are we not addressing the fact that Ricky has retard strength?
Oh, dude, he holds up people with one arm.
One hand, full-grown men, like 230-pounders, one hand. Just whoop.
I believe it. Psychotic people are fucking abnormally strong, dude.
Maybe he's just some PCP.
I don't know, man.
Nah, dude, he's just running on that orphan strength.
So it's crazy, though. This is crazy, though. Like, so you had never seen it.
No.
And you had never seen
it. No, this is way off my radar.
I've seen one, I've seen two, and I've seen the modern reboot. And so without having seen 3, 4, and 5, I can wholeheartedly say this franchise is a massive success.
Just all right. With two?
With three.
I knew we could come together on this. See, this is one where, like,
I was really wondering why you picked this, like, at first.
Dude, I waited a year because there was no reason, good reason to do it until it was Christmas.
Christmas in July, that's a thing.
And it's not going to be Christmas when it comes out anyway, so that's fucking great. Well, probably. You know, maybe. But, like, yeah, man, after I saw it last year, I'm like, this needs to be a bigger thing.
Why aren't we talking about when that kid fucking slept Santa? He just fucking decked him on the chin, and either this kid has gone through a rough upbringing in that orphanage, or Santa's got a glass jaw. Weak-ass bitch Santa.
Trick-ass Mark-ass.
Dude, he dropped him in one punch. He's like, I don't want to sit on your lap, creepy. Speaking of sitting on laps, dude, when he's got that girl on his lap, and she's, like, straddling him and squirming, and she's like, no, stop. And he's like, you're being very naughty, and I punish naughty children mercilessly.
That's good. Like,
dude.
That's not good. And like that's good.
The parents
that's
are like, good. He's so good with kids. Because he's threatening violence.
Yeah, he's threatening to throttle this poor kid.
That's great. All of this was. This is working its way into my Christmas rotation every year.
Well, it's nice, too, because you don't have to.
It's the fucking definitive Christmas.
You've got an hour and a half of film that you've basically crammed two films into, which is.
That's what I'm saying. Which and then is people great. Are like, well, you need to watch the first one.
The first
no.
movie's only like.
No, you don't.
I was going to watch the first one today, and it's only like 78 minutes. So they put half of the first movie in this movie.
Dude, making and this laziest, motherfucker's not in it.
Cheapest sequel ever. Like, most of this movie takes place, like, the new stuff takes place in that one room with the doctor. So it was probably, like, insanely cheap to do, and they just cranked out another one. Yeah. Because back then, like, it was a slasher. Well, it was based off of a slasher, so anybody would buy it. In the 80s?
Yeah. Hmm. This shit is wild, man. It's
dope.
Did you watch this with anybody or just by yourself?
No, this is not a film that
show this
I would,
to Ronnie.
I would not subject Ronnie to
Sophia
this.
Sophia is
absolutely
a big
a
fan.
Film you watch with somebody.
I agree. No, seriously, I'm not even saying that, like, Sophia loves it. It's a great couples movie, especially for you people that you just turn
you
on
people.
The hate. Oh, yeah.
Couples movie.
Huh?
You were saying?
Oh, like if you're like getting stoned or having some drinks with your significant other.
I was definitely stoned.
Throw this on stoned. And yeah, man, it's funny. It's funny as fuck.
See, as I was watching it, I was wishing I could watch it with you guys because I was like, this would have been a movie that would have been really fun to do like one of those live viewings for.
It would be good. That would be good.
Well, yeah, because
it's just every movie you're constantly speaking to yourself like, what the fuck is this? Like, or not every movie, but every minute you're like, what is happening? Like, what is this? What is this choice here?
Yeah. Constantly. Like, I tried to write notes, and it was like, I can't.
You can't.
I'd be fucking writing the whole movie, dude.
Yeah, there are moments when you just gotta, you gotta wonder, like, they hit, like, go on this scene, and then hit cut, and they were like, that's the one. Here. And it's like, holy shit, bro. Every time you guys were like, that's the one? That's awesome.
And it's 1987. So, because this is such like meme humor. Like, it's so fucking ridiculous. That this is not like when you watch certain comedies, they get aged. This is not aged. Because this is just like absurd as fuck. You get what I mean? Like, it will always be absurd. So it's not going to age. Like, that whole garbage day. Like, why does he say garbage day? Like, he's just, I love it because I get it. Like, he's making fun of the whole idea of, like, oh, you work a 9-to-5 and they pick up the garbage. Like, you're a cook.
Is that
you're
it?
Dead.
I thought he was just kind of like.
Garbage day!
I think he lost his fucking mind and he's just like, oh, here's something to yell at this guy.
Well, dude, underneath the, look, there's this, like, blatant disrespect for religion, for Christmas institutions, for Santa Claus, for nuns, for sanctity, for holiness,
rights.
For all of it. For all of it. Like, it's just like, no, fuck all that. Like, it all
it's
sucks.
Garbage day.
It's garbage day. And that's what I mean. There is this, like, it doesn't respect any of that. Like, it is the best Christmas movie.
It doesn't respect anything, but it respects you.
I think the thing that makes it still funny is that it's not timely humor. You know, there's, like, not references, like, a bunch of, like...
It's not, like, Reagan or something?
Yeah, or it's, you know, like, The Mask. Like, somebody I know watched The Mask recently was talking about how poorly it aged, and it's because all the jokes were, like, nods to things that were pop culture at that time. It's why the scary movies don't hit, or scary... Yeah, scary.
Are you
movie.
Talking about the 80s Mask? Because that's not a funny movie, dude.
It's not? With Cher, dude? Fucking Rocky Dennis? I laughed my ass off in that movie. Like, what's wrong with this fucking guy's face?
I'm glad that went there. That's good. I didn't think that would take off.
I remember
that.
My parents watched that movie when I was a kid one time, and like I had a nosebleed, so I got to stay up and like, you know, while my nose is bleeding, watch this movie. I couldn't fucking sleep. That thing gave me nightmares. And then his fucking head rolls back on his own face, and he suffocates to death. Like, what the fuck? That movie's bonkers.
That's really, really mean-spirited. Oh boy!
I don't know. I may have to cut that out.
Nah, that's what the movie's about.
Yeah, I would have been worried if one or both of you, if I came in, you guys like, oh, what? It's just okay. This is just okay. There is none of that. You know.
Well, it supersedes it, right? Because like, if you were, it's one of those films where I think you're like, well, this is a bad movie. Yeah.
But if you're upset about it, then you miss the point.
Yeah, we got it. It's a bad movie.
And then what? Yeah, now we can get to the thing.
I wish I would have.
It's a bad movie, but it's also hilarious.
Oh, yeah, because, again, the people, they're like, oh, a third of the movie is a flashback to another movie. I'm like, that's fucking audacious as fuck. They're like, yeah, that's like, that just shows how desperate it is.
That's revolutionary.
That is. That's like so experimental. That's like a fucking.
It's avant-garde.
Yeah, that's avant-garde. Like, how do they not get that? How do they not get
it's
that?
It's fucking Solo, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Criterion this shit.
Comedy Solo.
I think it's in every way more disturbing than Solo.
Solo's just this dystopian nightmare, and then it's like, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, dude. This is worse.
Speaking of which, that listener in Germany, I spoke with him once again. And
Franz?
Franz, he's like... oh, you guys went there with Solo? Because I told
you it
was the next act.
A lot of people seem to be excited about that.
Yeah, I hope they temper their expectations or something. But he's all, did you know that director invented the term eat shit and die? And I was like, no, I did not.
Really? That's kind of tight.
That's pretty amazing.
Hmm.
And I haven't looked it up to verify it, but it kind of holds together.
Well, look, just believe it. Just believe it.
I'm just
going
to go with it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I wish I would have watched this movie before I came over here. Because I wanted to actually research it and see just like some of the things that happened, like if there was a bunch of like production hassles. Because like you're saying, every single take, you're like, they said, yeah, that's the one printed. But like, I'm wondering.
It's crazy, dude. Because
script changes, like budget constraints.
At some point, what happened here is the director probably lost control. Where, you know, the guys, you know,
the first 5 seconds,
the guy's got, you know, he's got this,
get out.
He's got this actor who's his main actor. And you know, and he's like, well, you know, we've got to give some credence, you know, some reverence to the first
total
film.
Creative control to this actor.
And then all of a sudden you've got this guy and you've committed to this actor and he's just doing his thing. In these scenes.
And he does one thing.
And he does one thing and he does it
and
over
that's fucking kill it.
And over and over again, man. And so, you know, you as a director, I gotta feel like either you're like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out. Or you're all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no like middle ground to this. There's no like, well, you know,
because you know you're not going to be making a good film either way.
What if he like mortgaged his house to make this shit, and then it's like, well, I'm stuck with this. I have to do it. My entire livelihood hinges on
this.
Yeah, you know, because I did. That's a good point. I did zero looking into this whatsoever. Like, if this director or the story writer did anything else, or I don't even know what Eric, the fucking hero, has done since this movie.
Just a bunch of random shit.
Well, I don't understand how that happens, because that's like...
He's like, that motherfucker needs an Oscar.
It's hard on Collider shit, because, oh, fuck.
Lee Harry?
Uh-oh.
What did he do with the...
Wait, okay. Is this the writer or the director?
Director.
Okay.
He did Silent Night, Deadly Night, then Street Soldiers, then a short called The Whistler.
All right, what did he do with Street Fighter, though? Because it shows Street Fighter on credit.
He was an editor. On the Street Fighter.
On the Jean-Claude one? That's
yes,
good.
Yes.
The editing in this was top-notch, dude.
She
top-notch.
Was
naughty.
That makes sense. Street Fighter.
I love that you took a video of that because I didn't know, and I took a video too and sent it to somebody else, and then you sent me the same one, and I was like, oh, that's great.
It's crazy,
man. Well, you know how I do that. Like, I fucking take all these videos because I'm fucking ridiculous. But with this, I'm like... God damn,
dude. You're, like, just filming the whole movie on your phone.
I can't stop, you know? Like, and I, like, I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll share some of these on the Instagram page because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it. Why not?
That's good, too.
Oh, I think so.
It's content.
But then it's like, the thing is, I recently became part of this, it's called Nilbog Discord. It's a Discord for bad movies.
Okay.
So they're watching bad movies all the fucking time, and they have three classifications. They have B movies, they have cult classics, and then they just have bad movies, like Samurai Cop. And
wait, that's a B movie, right?
It's a fucking, well, it's a cult classic, but it's just bad. It's so bad, it's good. That's dope. It's beyond a B movie, right? But, like, talking to those people, me bringing this up is like, oh, yeah. You know, like, it's not a big deal, dude. But so I have to.
You're saying,
like,
we're the normies.
Well, in a sense, like, I'm a total. I'm like, I thought, like, oh, I know bad movies. Like, nah, dude. Like, we don't, as usual.
Oh, you know bad movies? Name five.
Name five bad movies?
Can't do it.
Sorry, he's showing me a fucking meme right when you asked me.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
That's exactly how it is.
You send him a reedy meme?
No, I'll name five bad movies.
See, a meme?
Batman and Robin, Battlefield Earth, Friday the 13th. Just kidding.
After Earth.
Avatar. We could just name off five fucking
Shyamalan
movies. Oh, you mean The Last Airbender? Yeah. The Happening? Yeah, you could just go by director.
I think I heard that they're doing a live-action reboot of Avatar, I think.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what are you talking
about? I think they're making a TV show of Avatar. I think I heard that. Maybe I'm full of shit. I don't know.
You might have heard of the Avatar sequels, the movies.
Are they doing movies now? More of them?
No. The
oh no, those got canned. No, this was something I heard. Like,
I'm talking about this James Cameron stuff.
No. No, I'm pretty sure I saw Last Airbender.
Avatar 2 comes out supposedly, apparently next December. Supposedly, it's finally 30 happening.
Years later, dope.
It'll probably be dope as fuck.
Biggest movie ever. Yeah.
For a month, and then people will be over it. But
that's kind of how it went. Yeah.
That is kind of how it went, but goddamn, did that push the thing further 34 technically.
34 years later, and we still love fucking Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Exactly. 34 years later, and I still want to see Blue Aliens fuck.
Yeah.
34 years later, and I don't have anything as clever as either what you guys said, but this is one of my favorite cult films. It's one of my favorite.
It's like one of my favorite films.
Have you seen Santa's Sleigh?
Again, if anyone is saying, like, watch the first one, I'm sorry. I am closed-minded about this. I've decided to be closed-minded.
Just
about
tell them
this.
To watch the third Spider-Man.
Well,
they tell you watch you the mean, first.
What's
Silent
cool? Spider-Man Far From Home. Quite a few people are No Way one. Home. Oh, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
When they tell you, Silent Night, Deadly Night.
See, that's a painful experience for me.
Spider-Man 3.
Because Spider-Man 3, when I watched it, it literally hurt me. Like,
it's like, in the eyes of the angel.
Like, it hurt. It hurt like Phantom Menace hurt. It was like, and King of the Crystal Skull, like, don't.
Phantom Menace hurt?
Oh, dude.
I wasn't that disappointed by it.
It hurt, dude. I remember fucking our buddy Adam. He took his dick out during the movie.
Oh, that's why I heard him.
He did.
And he's like, what the fuck? With his dick out.
He did take his dick out.
I don't know why he took his dick out. But it was dude, a good protest. Dude, because
we were delirious after 36 hours in fucking line to get into this fucking movie.
and three of our girlfriends fell asleep.
And it was crazy because, like, we had...
And I was, like, not mad. It's like I was mad at them, but, yeah.
But also, like, yeah, and we had talked boring. To, like, boyfriend Ash's guy or Ash's girl at this point. And some dude who was like
the trivia guy
who schooled us on trivia. He's like, hey, what's up, little homie? Hey, you know what call sign is on fucking the first TIE fighter that shows up on the, and it's like, no, I do not know what the fuck that is.
And I was like, oh, you're making that shit up. You're just saying stuff. And he pulls out the Star Wars encyclopedia from his backpack. And this motherfucker had like Cortez's on and everything. Like, he was a total homie. And he looked it up, and there it was. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, that's pathetic.
Like, but now he respects
it. That's when I started my conversion to, you know what? I'm more of an Empire Strikes Back guy, not really a Star Wars guy.
Oh, man, that was a fucking wild night, man.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week?
We are. It's the fucking urine review.
Is that what we're doing?
I think it's time, man. And then we should get a
work over the next week.
We should get a slate together because in January we got the Scream reboot. So maybe if you
they're putting that shit out in January, that's a mistake.
Something's wrong, right? Probably. You never know, though. Didn't Underwater come out in January?
And it was a treat. And a revelation, if you will.
It was a snacky poo.
It was a snacky poo. So now's the time, folks, to get your top five, bottom five of the year.
Yeah.
We're not exclusive to movies, but keep it to movies. You know, like, I may throw a TV show in there because.
We can mention the TV
because
show. You're.
Because
what?
Because there's only one show that matters.
Because Squid Game fucks, dude.
Nah.
Brand new cherry flavor was great. Yellow Jackets was great.
Brand new cherry flavor.
Squid
was
Game
dope.
Was great, but y'all, I'm not including in my top y'all five
didn't
movies.
Y'all didn't watch no fucking Midnight Mass, so y'all ain't got nothing to say.
I watched the first episode.
Good.
And I got problems for not watching the rest. It was weird. I'm like, that looks really good. I'm not watching it. I pulled a mat on this kind of
dude. Sometimes you gotta.
Look, you gotta.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think with Midnight Mass, you gotta have a little bit of Catholic guilt to really like fucking like get all up in there.
Mormon, dude.
Yeah, but that's nothing to Catholic guilt, bro. It's different. It hits.
No, I'm only baptized.
It hits different, bro. Trust.
Trust,
little homie.
Did you grow up on an island with vampires?
I'm
an
island boy.
Island boy.
That's right, dude.
Yeah,
so I'm an island boy.
It sounds like
bringing it back around.
Unilaterally recommend Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
This is true. Up. All right, so next week, well, I don't know if it's next. I don't know. Next episode will be our year-end review, which may or may not be a surprise to everybody because there's not much that happened in the last year.
That's not surprisingly is. We just haven't watched a lot.
No, we have watched a lot. You're wrong.
I think you're both, like, just review no, I the just, episodes
I
to refresh your memory.
I was like, oh, we've done a lot of
Yeah, we have done a lot. But I don't think that not
this
a lot
year
of,
is longer than you guys are
not a lot of Not a lot of notable stuff has happened, I think.
Fair.
There's been a lot of, like, kind
fucking
of, like,
malignant.
Middle of the road
dope.
Stuff.
Psycho Gorman. Dope.
That's
Titan. Matt's favorite.
Matt.
The Night House.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Matt. what am I missing? I'm missing something.
Anything
else? You got a week in
Green Night.
Halloween Kills was fantastic.
Escape,
everyone feels
escape
real
room,
good.
Escape Room.
Tournament of Champions.
God, how am I going to do the bottom five? Oh, fucking Spiral.
Dude, there's so Jesus many Christ. In the bottom.
Do you want to play a game?
I want to play.
I want to play a game.
I want to play a game.
Hello, Detective Chris Rock.
Hello, Detective. I want to play top five, bottom five.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I think my fucking saw voice.
Do your saw voice with your Spanish accent.
Oh, God, I can't. I cannot.
You know what? That's going to be fun. I got to catch up on bad horror movies I missed this year.
I just got to binge a bunch.
I gotta catch up on some good ones because otherwise I'm just gonna be like, well, I guess it was Underwater again.
I've been kind of looking around. I don't think we missed much, man.
We missed a lot.
What the fuck?
Maybe not big ones. But
I don't think we missed anything
that's
like
really
life changing.
You're in
to be
good
honest.
Type deal.
Yeah. See.
I think we caught them all. I think we caught them all.
Tune in next week and find out.
All right. Well, that's the episode 336. This is Jorge signing the frick out.
This is Matty Ding Dong.
Matt's got to go. Matt and Daddy's got
to
go.
Matty Bing Bong has to go to work, and this is
Bing Bong.
Bong. Signing out.
Like a fucking killer from Dead by Daylight. He's got to bing bong the fuck out of here.
Bing bong. Bing bong.
Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing bong, bing Fair. Bong.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.